Palestinian refugees in Syria have marched to the Umayyad Mosque in Old Damascus to mark the International Quds Day. They were carrying the Palestinian and Syrian flags. The heads and representatives of Syria-based Palestinian factions and groups participated in the event. They stressed the importance of what this day symbolizes for Palestinians. They reiterated the Palestinians' right of return, affirming that only resistance can bring them their legitimate rights back.
We were hoping to hold this event in Al Yarmouk camp, but armed groups sabotaged our camps as part of an international conspiracy to eliminate the right of return. Palestine will only return through resistance.
In a final statement, the participants called on the Arab and Islamic nation to play a genuine role in support of Jerusalem al-Quds and the Palestinian cause.
We vow that Quds Day will remain a day for standing in the face of the Zionist enemy. We call on the Islamic nation to play its role for the victory of al-Quds cause. We highly appreciate the establishment of International Quds Day announced by Imam Khomeini. We also highly appreciate the Syrian government and people's historical role in support of Palestine.
In Sayyida Zainab area in Damascus suburbs, a large number of Palestinians organized a walk on this event, shouting slogans that stress their right of return to their homeland. In Syria, Palestinian refugees' commemoration of the International Al-Quds Day is different. They were forced to mark this event outside the refugee camps, a fact that makes Palestinians in Syria suffer more than those in other countries. Palestinian refugee camps in Syria, such as Al Yarmouk camp, were once full of life before foreign-backed insurgents displaced them in late 2012 by taking control of their neighborhoods. Tens of thousands of Palestinian refugees became displaced as a result. Many headed to shelters provided by the Syrian government and the UN. Others left the country. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.